Good morning, everyone. I hope as you walked into church today, you saw the beautiful infuriata that we have there that Father Carlos set up with his committee, a decorating committee, and it's really a beautiful addition to a very, very special feast day that we're celebrating today, which is known as the Feast of Corpus Christi, the Body and Blood of Jesus. And I wanted to start my homily off with a cute little story of a little girl from our parish. You know, last month we had 96 children make their first Holy Communion, and the kids were absolutely adorable, the little girls in their white dresses and the boys in their suits. But there was one girl in particular who really caught my attention. Because as I came to her and I bent down, her parents were standing behind her, and she was all smiling and everything, and I held up the body of Christ. I could tell she was just focused, laser focused on looking at the Eucharist. I put it down in her hand, and she paused, she closed her eyes, she says, "Amen." And then she opened her eyes, she picked it up, and really, really, really slowly, she brought it back into her mouth, and she closed her eyes again. And you could tell this little girl was truly savoring her first Holy Communion. As we know as Catholics, we call the Eucharist the source and the summit of the entire Christian life. And this little girl, there she was, touching the source, reaching the summit of the entire Christian life, and cherishing it and relishing it. And it actually brought like a tear to my eye. And I thought to myself, oh, why do we have to lose our innocence as children? Why do we have to grow up and then kind of get rushed and busy and kind of lose all of that magic of these wonderful, special sacramental moments? And so it reminded me of another story that an elderly priest shared with me when I was just about to be ordained. And he said, it's the story of the gemologist. And I don't know if you've heard it before, but I hope it's one that will stay with you as it stayed with me all of these almost 20 years now. The story is this. He says, when a gemologist first graduates from school, and he said, if you could go there in his first job, and he goes to the counter, he brings out his little like velvet carpety thing there, and he puts it on the counter. Maybe he'll put on his gloves, he'll get his little tweezers, he'll pull out this diamond, and he's so, so careful, and he kind of puts it down very gently and let go of it, and then he picks it up again, and he just treats everything so, so respectfully, so intentionally. And he says, it's beautiful. He says, but if you go back 6 months later, a year later, that gemologist is shooting diamonds across the counter as if they were marbles. As if they were marbles, a 5-cent marble and a $5,000 diamond, and that's how he's treating them. So he said, Stephen, you're going to celebrate thousands of masses throughout your life. Don't ever treat Jesus as a marble. Know that the Eucharist that you hold in your hands is the diamond. It's the Son of God. Never, ever treat it lightly. And funny enough, that story has stayed with me all these years, and I've always very much treasured it and really tried to reflect upon it. And what I wanted to do is make two applications to our lives that I think will help us, and I hope we'll remember that marbles versus diamonds. And the thing I remember was that all those years that I spent studying in Europe and all the masses I had as a seminarian, I just remember every time we finished communion, everyone would go back to their pews, and either they would sit down or kneel down, but we always left the people, we as the priests, always left the people about 3 or 4 minutes of silent prayer. And then when I came back to the United States, I have to say I was like scandalized by my brother priests, and I felt like I kind of fell into it. As soon as we purify the vessels, we go back to our chair, and all of a sudden we stand up and let us pray. And you think about it, it's like the whole purpose of coming to Mass is to be there for the consecration, that miracle that happens, that the bread and wine become the body and blood of Jesus, and then the climax of it, the summit of all of it, is when we actually get to receive that diamond, that Jesus himself into our bodies, into our hearts and our minds, and then we're running out the door. I just thought that was so crazy. So the one thing I want to introduce here, as I did in my other parish before, is I want to introduce, and I've said this to Father Carlos and Father Vincent, is that after communion, we're going to give you all about 2 to 3 minutes of silence. We're going to kind of work our way up there. But so that we can all be that little girl and really savor the diamond that Jesus offers us week after week, to savor the source and the summit of the entire Christian life. So I hope you'll enjoy it. A lot of parishioners at the other two masses so far told me how much they really enjoyed having that peace and calm. Because we live in such a busy, hectic, crazy world. Can it just be one place where we can be alone and just speak our hearts to God? And if you want to say a special prayer, say a special prayer. If you want to just dialogue heart to heart, just take advantage of that. That's our little gift to you. And I hope you'll all appreciate it and enjoy it and savor it. The second application is taking that same paradigm, marbles and diamonds, and thinking about our relationships. You know, when I see young couples and I'm preparing them for marriage, I mean, it's so adorable when you see them there. They're holding hands, and he's saying, "Whatever you want, honey, of course, honey." And she's looking at him with all these like googly eyes and all this type of stuff going on. And then you see them 3 years later, and it's like, you got a lot of marbles, right, shooting across the table. The diamonds are long gone. To stop and think, to ask ourselves, how am I treating the people I live with? The people in my house, my next door neighbors? You can ask the priest and Deacon Steve if I'm treating like marbles or diamonds. If they say marbles, you let me know who said it, okay? And I will straighten them out. And if Deacon Steve does it, I'm going to pull out your hair like I pulled out Vincent's hair as well. So you got to be careful, right? But all kidding aside, I really do try to treat them like diamonds. And I know that all of us strive. But I want to end the homily with another story, kind of a sadder one, but one that taught me a good lesson. My dad came to visit me this week. He came Wednesday night. And he was supposed to arrive a little bit later. I was out with dinner with friends. And he arrived earlier than planned, so he came up to the rectory door. You know where those two rocking chairs are? The white rocking chairs in the corner there. The door was locked because I wasn't home yet. He turns around to go back to his car, and he misses the bottom step. And my dad is not the best on his feet. He goes stumbling down, crashing, lands on his head, cracks his rib, cracks his hand, and it was getting dark there at that time. And I wasn't there around, obviously. Thank God one of our parishioners was driving out after a meeting and saw, my dad actually stumbled all the way into the driveway, like her cars are coming by. So she saw this old man that she didn't know. And thank God she stopped her car, got out. She ran and got Father Vincent. They were trying to get a hold of me. Then we had to take him to the ER. He spent like 5 hours in the ER at Valley Hospital. Father Vincent was with him in the ambulance. I met them there. And, you know, it made me stop and think. I'm now treating my dad, who's now going to be with us for the next week, recuperating, and I'm now his primary caregiver. I'm treating him like a diamond. But honestly, before that, I think I might have been treating him like a marble, taking him for granted. You know, but why does it take an illness or an accident to have us wake up? Why can't we all treat each other like diamonds all the time? So maybe during this Mass, as we receive Jesus, may we be like that young girl, savor the moment, and let Jesus really penetrate us so that we can truly act like Jesus would, treating every single human being we meet like a diamond that they are, like the diamond they deserve. Amen.